Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 15, Episode 2. So we'll kind of go through this play by play. We kind of picked this episode right where we left off. It's kind of the continuation of the surrealism ball, and we're right at that part where Dorit and Kyle are basically fighting. And I have to say, Dorit is like so, her voice, you can hear her like anger. And I think their fight is kind of stupid, to be honest, because they're both going, like, they're both in the exact same situation. They're both going through a separation. And to be honest, what they're fighting about, it's all this like kind of like petty little BS, to be honest.
You're right. You're right. You know what? I think they're both ultra sensitive for whatever reason. And like just the examples that they gave of like why they're mad at each other. I'm like in any other time, like these women bury each other and they say all kinds of shit. And the stuff that they're talking about, you're right, it's ridiculous. So I don't know what it is, if they're both kind of hurt, or instead of banding together, they decide to tear each other apart. So and you know what? It's kind of boring for me, to be honest. Like their whole fight is boring. So yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
You know what I thought was really funny about this was they both like they blow up and then they're both like, fuck it, I'm gonna leave. And they're both basically trying to leave at the same time. And Kyle's waiting there first for her car, and then Dorit comes around the corner. And you just see Kyle like trying to like inch away from the camera, like trying not to get spotted by Dorit. I thought that was so awkward when
Yeah,
they're
awkward.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, that was a cool fight. Well, like that was Dorit was like, I don't know, Dorit's losing it.
You know what it is I think she's trying to keep it together and she's doing a
Just
really
trying to make it look like
bad job.
everything's hunky dory, we're amicable, it's all
Everything's
good,
good.
not this, not that. And it's like, wake up, idiot.
Exactly.
Wake up, idiot.
Well, I mean, like she's living in a dreamland. Like it's not, no, that's not what it is. You could tell with her and him.
Oh yeah, and we'll get to her and PK
Yeah.
later on. But right after that we see Bose. We learn a lot more about her and her career, and I think that's going to be a big focus of her kind of storyline on the show. And I quite like it. The more I hear about her and her career and everything like that, she's really cool. So she's hosting a workshop. It's called the Badass Workshop. And we learn a lot about her career, you know, all these pivotal points that kind of led her to where she is right now. And we learn a little bit about, you know, some hardships that she had as well. So her husband passed away. Her daughter was 4. So she built this whole career, all this kind of stuff while, you know, raising her daughter too, which is like, I don't know, I think she's pretty cool. I think she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
You know what?
Yeah, very awesome.
I think she's the worst one for this franchise because she's
Maybe.
normal. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Because
maybe because
you
she's not
and smart.
that,
And she's
right?
smart.
Yeah, very smart. And all on her own, right?
Although she did one thing that really bugged me about her was she said she really liked to read, and I thought, oh my God,
Yeah,
like
that was the odd thing. Yeah, same, agree.
I think she's probably just the type of person that like she's easy to get along with. And
Yeah, but
Dorit,
do you see?
the
Yeah,
first
sorry.
person she talked to at that party, first person she met in the cast. And
Yeah.
she's obviously like it's just a very like easy person to get along with. So she probably has a lot of friends and like meets people. She's like, oh, this was great. Oh, da 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 da. Because I mean, I feel like a lot of people kind of, you know, even Dorit was pretty easy talking with her and stuff like
Yeah, of
that. And
course.
I think she's just that kind of person where she just gets along with a lot of people. And maybe she'll end up forming an opinion later on. But they seem to be, hit it off pretty well, actually. Soon after that, Sutton and Kyle meet. And Sutton has some, advice for Kyle. And I think, getting divorce advice from Sutton is probably the best person you can get advice from. Probably even better than a divorce lawyer because she did so well in her separation, right? What does she get? Like 350K
A
each
month.
month from her
Plus,
ex.
she's got properties all over the place. And I can't remember stocks, like big stocks, I think she said.
Well, she has a place in Venice. She's
Yeah,
got.
she has it all over the place.
She did pretty well. She did pretty well for herself. For sure. Yeah, definitely a good person to have on your side and get some advice from. And Sutton, right away, she's like, okay, we got to get this handled. We got to do this. We got to do that. Which I guess, Kyle, feels like, they built everything up together and whatnot. But Sutton is saying you need to file right away because after you file, then everything after that is completely yours. Right. So thinking about her money, XYZ, but then also thinking about, debts as well. It's not just assets, like you don't want to have to take over, if he keeps, spending money or this or that, and then he gets himself into debt. So Sutton is like on high alert with this divorce thing. It was kind of funny to watch. While Kyle was just like, oh no, I trust him, I this, I that, whatever. And Sutton's like, oh, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. Oh, the lawyers aren't gonna believe this. We gotta file right away. It was pretty funny. And then we see Boz, Erica, and Dorit meeting up. We see her house, a little bit eccentric, not too crazy.
I didn't like her house. I loved her outdoors or the backyard, but her house, I just from what I saw, I was like, yeah, no, I didn't like it.
Whose house?
Boz.
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 I even made myself a little note here. Yard, love, house, not.
Did she have a pool in the yard?
I didn't see the pool. I just saw like where they were sitting in the area. And just sorry, just to kind of yeah, the whole issue about no shoes, I found that really odd. Like I know people have rules, and you respect them and whatever. It's all good, but you're on a show, and like I know, like if you're gonna have something, you're gonna have these people over. They're gonna be wearing designer shoes. Let them in, and you've got. I don't want to say have a maid, but you've got people that are going to take care of that if you're really worried about it after the fact, because they had outfits on. So like if you were like, what would happen if they all came to cocktail hour? They take off their shoes. Well, what? I don't get it. That part I didn't get.
Exactly. I have to agree. And I thought it was weird, especially because they were sitting outside. So
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree too.
why don't you let them pick, or like if you don't want the shoes to be inside the house, okay, grab your shoes and then put them on again when you get outside or something like that. But to wear slippers out on the, terrace or whatever. I mean, to each their own, but I thought it was a pretty funny, like I think it's really funny when people are very anal about certain things. And that was definitely, one of those things where I just thought it doesn't really make sense because they're not actually hanging out inside.
Exactly.
And then
And
they
then plus I noticed too when Dorit was sitting there, her slippers were way too big. So
Yes. I don't know. Dorit kind of made a little bit of a fuss. She definitely made a little comment about it, like, oh, I'm wearing designer shoes, but I guess I'll take them off.
Dorit. Yeah, Dorit.
It's a part of
Yeah, the
the
shoes I thought was
ensemble.
odd too.
And then the topic of conversation is, Dorit and Kyle. And each of them, they just, I don't even think they know what they're fighting about. And they both think it's the other person, but I mean, they're both being pretty hard-headed about this. So I don't think there's, one side to blame. I think it's kind of a combination of both Dorit and Kyle, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Yeah. Agree.
And then my favorite part of this episode, Kathy,
Dorit,
Erica.
sorry, but Dorit does think that Kyle's pissed because of that podcast thing or whatever she said, where she mentioned her partner, whatever, that girl.
But then she also said when they were sitting all together at Boz's house that she's like, I don't know, I keep getting mixed messages. So she's not pinpointing it to one particular thing. She's saying that she keeps getting different excuses as to why she's mad. But
Yeah.
that is one of the examples she gave.
Yeah. Yeah, she should just say that. Kyle doesn't say that though.
And I
Kyle's like
don't
that.
think she will.
Yeah.
I really don't think she will. But anyway, my favorite part of this episode was Kathy, Erica, and Sutton. They plan a pajama pizza party for Kyle to kind of cheer her up and whatnot. Because I guess she's kind of down in the dumps because on Maurizio's office, on his little desk, he had a picture, like a little selfie of him and Kyle. And this, like, why do this in the family home? Like, do it, like, moved out, put up the picture in your new place, not in the place that you share with your ex-wife and children.
Yeah,
She
100%.
up, takes down that photo, puts up a new photo of him and the woman from Dancing with the Stars. Like, oh,
Yeah.
way to send a message.
Yeah,
Really,
that's
like, what a
horrible.
crappy thing to do. Like, I
I
get
didn't
it.
think he would be like that. He didn't seem like the type of, he seemed like,
I get
a
it.
good guy, right? You know what I
I
mean?
get it. Take down the picture. Things are ending,
Yeah.
whatever. If it's hard for you, put down the picture, but don't freaking put up a new
Yeah.
one in the wife's home
Yeah.
Yeah.
where the daughters can see it. And
Yeah.
oh, what a like divorce guy like. And I think we'll see a lot more of this. It was really funny hearing Kathy talking about Maurizio. She started going, oh, Kyle, you look fantastic. You look like you could be his daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, and she
Yeah.
starts like making fun of him because he's trying to go to the gym, he's trying to date all these young girls, trying to, put himself out there. Oh my God, she was so funny when she was talking about it. And Kyle
But
was like, oh my
yeah,
God,
but she's
shut
still
up.
defending him. She's still defending him though, which is kind of sad, right? Like if you think about it, because she's like, don't be that way, Kathy, and and that's what kind of makes it for me really sad, is that she obviously doesn't, she doesn't have a voice, like, or she can't find her voice, like, to say, like, in one way, because they kind of grew up together in a way too, right? They've been through years and years together, and she doesn't want to see anything bad happen to him. But at the same time, if my husband and we were getting a divorce and he put up a picture of another woman, fucking all gloves, all bets would be off. I'd be in the divorce court right away saying, nope, we're doing this right now. But yeah, no, she doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And she protects him for some reason. And he doesn't have that same respect for her. And I think that's what pisses me off about Maurizio. And you're right, not so nice, because I wouldn't have expected that from him. He
Yeah, I
seemed like
wouldn't
a
have
nice guy.
expected that. And I get it. And his kids have to adjust because this is their new
Yeah.
fucking reality. So in
Yeah.
his new house, in his new place, in his new lifestyle, whatever, he's obviously going to have his pictures with his new lady. He's not going to have Kyle's pictures there, right? It's done.
Yeah.
And then that's the same for Kyle. She's not going to have pictures of him all over the fucking place, I don't think, except, maybe
Yeah.
if they're with the kids, whatever, you know what I mean? Certain pictures, right? But of just her and him, I don't think so. And at some point, she's going to have somebody herself, right? So they got to adjust to that. But yeah, I just didn't expect that from him,
But not to do that in the family home.
No,
Like,
that's really
come
just
on.
really, that's a low blow. And that's a, that's like a really mean fucking message to her, right? Like, fuck
totally.
You.
Totally.
Right? Like, fuck you, bitch, right? And that's just, you know, like, I mean, that's uncalled for based on even how she's been since the show's premiered, right? So she's been, you know, good mom, good wife, good, you know what I mean? Everything, right? Like, she's all about family, and she would never have done that for that move first herself, right? But we don't know really what happened in the background to know why, right? He would send such a strong message.
Yeah, but, because that is a message. You're right. It's a strong message.
Right? Yeah, it is. It's a shot. It's a bold shot. It's a clear shot.
No, that's for sure. I thought Kathy was really funny. Trying to sneak.
She's always funny.
Kyle's house.
I love Kathy.
This is Amazon. This is Amazon. And you know what? How funny is that? That she totally fell for that.
Mm-hmm. How scary is that?
I know. That's why I was thinking,
what an
why
idiot.
Do that
what
in the
a fucking idiot.
That?
And yeah. She's already fucking been broken into, and she's, you know, like, had issues with that, right? Scared and whatnot, right? But, right? Because she had a break-in where they stole
that's
all her
right.
stuff, right?
That's right, yeah.
So I know there was stuff on that where she was scared for the longest time. So why would you just, you know, not look, not be sure? Like, you know, the fuck is that? Just open up the gate. Yeah, sure. Next thing you know, you got weirdo fans coming by. Hey, it's Amazon Prime.
It's Amazon. Let
it's
me
Amazon.
In.
Mm-hmm. Just open the door. Come on, open the door. Trust me.
I got a package for you. I was thinking that too. I'm like, oh, I wish they didn't do that on TV. There's going to be fans trying to do that. Because I'm sure, you know, in Hollywood, they even give out those things like, oh, map they, of stars' homes and stuff like that. You can find out where people live easily.
That's not good, though, right? Because they deserve their privacy, right?
Absolutely. You know what? It drives me crazy. You know,
and that just causes extra bullshit in an area that's probably, you know, rather be more quiet, secluded, like out of the limelight, and have all these fucking people coming and tourists up and down. It's like, you know, people with the Christmas lights on their street, on their house, that there's traffic jams everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's live like in for an them. Area where quite a lot of movies are filmed here. And it really bothers me, all the people, like, you know, there will be, you know, for example, Deadpool was filmed in our downtown area in this city that we live in. And it drives me crazy. All these people come around and they just stare. And you get these big, huge crowds of people trying to see, you know, celebrities. And it's like, okay, relax. You know, you can go watch the movie when it comes out. You don't have to be so weird about it. Like, you don't have anything better to do. Like, it's a Tuesday afternoon. Like, something else with your time.
Exactly.
And me, if I'm driving and see people staring and I'm looking around thinking, what the fuck are you staring at? Get the fuck out of the way. Pay attention.
You know what? It disrupts traffic. It does. There's so many issues. It's really at the end
a
of the day.
A lot of extra stupidity.
Who cares? Yeah. You can go watch the movie later and go, oh, I know that street. But like, to just stand there all day and like follow people around or try to find all the different filming locations, like, relax. Like, who cares?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's fair that their homes are exposed, because there's a lot of weirdos out there, right? That, you know, maybe, you know, get up. Like, there's been so many cases in the past too, even Jodie Foster, right?
What happened with that? I don't know.
Do you remember that one, Spice?
What happened?
With Jodie Foster, that was a big one. And I think he shot the president. I don't know if he attempted.
What?
Oh, right.
He attempted.
Yes,
I think
yes,
it was
yes.
Reagan that he attempted.
Yeah.
He didn't succeed. But he said because he was doing it, something related to, like, he was obsessed with Jodie Foster. I don't know if he got into her home. But, I mean, people are, you know, like, I mean, especially people in the spotlight, like in the, you know, like entertainment, you know, like, I mean, they have their families, they have their kids. It's not fair to put them at risk with all these fucking different things that can happen. You know what I mean? So
no,
I don't,
you're right.
I just really disagree with that. But yeah, there was a big one with Jodie Foster, not just her. There's tons of cases like that.
No, you know, it really does bother me when I see on Instagram and, you know, whatever, like, of videos of like paparazzi just totally going after these celebrities. It's like, who cares? Let them go for dinner. Let them go to home, walk from the gym to their car. Like, why are you trying to,
And
like, it's crazy to me.
in some cases, it can cause, like, again, traffic accidents, deaths, fatalities, all kinds of stuff. Princess Diana, you know,
Good example.
biggest
Yeah,
one, right?
exactly.
That was horrible. Why? Because they were just trying to get that fucking picture, trying to make that extra fucking dollar, that big fucking dollar. Like, fuck, you put people's lives at risk for that?
We have Britney
Anyways.
Spears, all these different ones, even terrible, especially when they're children too, like leave them alone. Or if they have kids, you know, like scary. Ugh. But anyway, in terms of entertainment, I thought Kathy was very funny doing that.
Yeah,
I
she was.
really truly hope nothing comes of that. And I'm sure, you know, Kyle's gonna be just leave the Amazon package out there. I'll come out for it.
And to be honest, probably my opinion, there's no way in fucking hell that that they would have done something like that without some kind of communication in the background from the people filming, right? That we're on our way, we're gonna, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know what?
So that they could, you know,
No, I
tell
agree.
that the people in the background, maybe Kyle like wants to, and they're like, no, just buzz him in. You know what I mean? Could be something like that that was already, I don't know.
I don't know. I think that might be a little bit of a conspiracy. They seemed pretty shocked. I don't
You
think
know
they're
what? They
that crazy,
probably knew
actually.
that. You know what? I think I kind of agree with not so nice is the production obviously knew that they were coming. That's one
Yeah,
thing.
like even when
Production.
they're en route, you know what I mean? To
Right.
the, you
And
know.
whether she probably didn't know it was them, but knew that, you know, for whatever reason, they said, you know, it's okay to open the gate. Because just
Yeah,
for me,
because
that, you know, like, it just seems weird that she would just open her gate
open
for
it
an Amazon.
without looking, without anybody going out, and you know what I mean?
They could have just said, you know, it's okay. Well, and we can fight this till tomorrow. It doesn't matter.
No, I mean,
As
just
long
I'm
as
just saying my
they're safe,
opinion.
right?
Because
Yeah,
when you
for
think
sure.
about it, really, they need to, you know, yeah, I don't know.
Then they make some pizzas. What did you think of those?
They look terrible.
Right?
I
You know who was really funny making it? Erica. What was she doing? She was like
don't
whipping
know.
it into like a little
A knot.
braided loaf or something like
Yeah.
that. It
Some people should not be allowed in a kitchen.
I thought it was really funny that they decided, of all things, let's make pizzas together. Just I don't know. I always find it really funny when they cook.
Some of them can cook.
Like who do you
And
think?
most of them
Yeah, not
can't.
here.
No, not here.
Which ones?
Well, Jersey. Melissa for sure cooks. Right? And I think she cooks good.
Yeah,
Right?
Beverly Hills, they don't cook.
No, they
I
don't cook.
never let
They're Americans.
them.
Right? No offense,
Well, I
like,
mean,
you know.
Jersey is American too.
American too, but they're American Italian. The ones that cook. I'm just talking about the cooks. Like, I can't see. Well, I mean, that's New York. Luann cooking. Countess
No, the
Luann.
Countess does not cook.
Not cook. Nor
No.
does she do dishes. No, but there's a few that are cooks, I think. I'll have to think about that more. But definitely Melissa. And obviously, like, I mean, as much as I'm annoyed and don't like her anymore, Teresa, I'm sure that
I'm glad that
she's a
you
good
said
cook, right?
Teresa
Yeah. Well,
because
because
I'm
she's a
gonna,
good cook,
no.
because her mom was,
Wait.
you know. Yeah.
I saw a clip. I haven't fully watched this show, but she
She's a
went on
bad cook.
this show called The Traitors. I think it was The Traitors, or no, not The Traitors. House of Villains.
Villains,
She
yes.
went on to this show called The House of Villains. And I don't fully know the whole story of this show and whatnot, but I saw this clip of her cooking on the show. And everyone hated her cooking.
Yeah, I can
Everyone.
imagine. Yeah.
So as much as she talks about being a good
Yeah.
cook, I don't think
Yeah.
she actually is because
I've,
they
I,
all didn't like it. And they said it to her
yeah.
face. They said, "Can I be honest?" She goes, "Yeah, of course." And her
I
face went like this,
love it. I
like
love it.
anger, like
Yeah.
the most offensive thing
Yeah.
you could say to
Yeah.
her was,
Yeah.
"Yeah,
Yeah.
this isn't for me."
Yeah. And
You're
I believe
cooking?
that. I think that
No.
she can cook in the sense that I think she'll know how to maneuver in a kitchen. And I think there's a couple dishes that she's probably good, like maybe the chicken cutlets, stuff like that.
She
I
had a
agree
cookbook
because
too. I'll be
I
honest,
didn't, no,
when I
I
said it
agree
looked
because
like a
some
pretty
people,
simple thing that she
yeah.
made and everyone
Okay.
hated it.
Yeah. No. And I
Oh.
like, again, like I've tried recipes of like, okay, popular people online, and it's like I tried a recipe, not good. I tried the second one of theirs, not good. And it's like, no, this is them. Their recipes don't work. Because I try recipes from others, and it's like, okay, yes, excellent. And I usually get recipes when I try stuff, right? But there's, people who can cook but are not good at cooking, right? But I think Melissa is probably a good cook because I've seen her do some dishes. And the ones I've seen, she's pretty good, right? Which is something like normal, right? But yeah, I don't know.
Well, all I know is she got some pretty bad reviews, Teresa. I
Well, and
thought it was
also I'll
hilarious.
even say this. I'll even go so far as to say this. I think she can cook, but I'll bet you if I were to have a competition with her, I would win. If her reviews were that from people, because usually I never get complaints.
And then you can have a cook-off with all the housewives. You can beat them all. All right. End of the episode. Then we see Dorit and PK. They meet up for somewhat of a dinner. I don't even know what that was. They had French fries. And this was so awkward. I think
It
that
was
it's
very
totally
awkward.
done. It's not
Oh
a
yeah.
break. It th that interaction, I
He's
thought
delusional.
was, who's delusional?
Dorit.
He's done. He
He's
called himself
done. That's
single PK.
it. He got up, he showed his outfit. He's got a whole new wardrobe.
You know
He's
what?
totally
That to me didn't seem staged at all. She looked genuinely shocked at
shocked.
how.
She did look shocked. Yeah, she did look shocked. And
And you know what was
he looked like
interesting?
he went in with an attitude. His like his, you could feel his attitude, like this is the new me, this is the new life, right? Like he's done.
Oh, for sure. And then plus one point that he said was he goes, "You make me feel lesser than you've made me feel lesser than you."
Yeah.
And I've seen that happen on the show so many
Yeah.
times. She
Yeah.
thinks she's better than
She's a
him.
bit much. She's too
Yeah.
much, right? Like, and again, like, I don't know. I think the show changes people, makes them amplified in a horrible way for some of them, right?
Yeah, for sure. It was a pretty sad conversation, but honestly, I do think that it's over. Like
Yeah.
after like witnessing that, I'm like, oh, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
She's
Well,
telling everyone it's a break.
yeah.
It's a full-on separation.
Yeah.
A divorce, not even separation. Like they're going right down to divorce court.
Oh
But the
yeah.
thing is, yeah, but the thing is it's interesting because he's tried to explain it, and I've even seen it on the show before too, where he's trying to sit down and talk to her, and she's like, "Well, no, PK, no."
And what I don't really understand, I really, really, and I'm so glad it was finally fucking brought up. And I don't know if it was there or what. She doesn't have a fu she's not fucking English. I don't know where this fucking accent comes out of her mouth.
Yeah, it's
I don't
weird.
get it either.
Yeah.
I think she just
Like,
wants to,
she wants to
and you know
sound
what?
like
She
she's from
acts like she
Britain
is
or
so
something.
cultured. She
Yeah,
travels
and
around
she's
and stuff
not.
like that, but she's from America, no?
Yeah, she is.
I'm a bit confused
Born and
on
bred, right? And
well.
I believe, like, from like But countryside or something, right?
But it doesn't even matter, country or not.
No, it doesn't.
The point is, she has always thought of herself as more high and mighty. You know, she's the one that wears the designer. She's got a great body. She's a beautiful woman, and he's PK. Do you know what I mean? Well, now he's turned the tables on her, and now she doesn't know how to deal with that.
No.
Because she was the one that controlled the storyline. And this part, she didn't. Because she's like, oh, you know, PK, we talk 5 times a day. And when he said, you know, that's going to stop. And then her face, right? Because
she was just shocked.
Yeah, she didn't expect that, right?
No.
You know, also, and he was saying, he's like, oh, I just wanted you to come out with me and be social and, you know, be part of my world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to admit, you know, being on this show and stuff like that, it's not easy for the partners. Mm-hmm. I think he's done a really good job of, you know, just being supportive of the show, right? Of
mm-hmm, her mm-hmm. thing.
And it sounds like, I guess, when that started happening for her, she stopped doing all the stuff for him. And that's probably where most of this issue
started
from.
Yeah.
But I really did feel bad for him when he's saying, oh, you made me feel lesser than.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And you can see that in her. Like, that's just, I could see that totally. But anyways, too bad.
Well,
who's next on the chopping block? Let me look.
I think they're all single now, right?
Yeah, they are.
Everyone on the show now.
They're all single now. That's it. That's funny.
Anything else from this episode?
Not for me.
Well, we've got a few seconds here to do our golden question.
We'll do it quick.
And that is, okay, so the ladies did a pizza and pajama night to cheer up Kyle. What would you suggest? I don't think pizza was the best option for these ladies. It can be an arts and crafts. It can be a type of food that you make, some sort of dish. It can be a movie. It can be, you know, an activity. What would you do to cheer up Kyle?
I'd do a combo of fried foods and some music, and just maybe in the background if you want, but music, and just eat and cheer her up. Party, dance, even if it's just 5 of us.
You know what I would do, since she doesn't drink anymore and stuff
yeah,
like
so
that?
It doesn't have to be drinking,
she
just
doesn't
food.
really. I would take her on a shopping trip. I think that's really her favorite thing. When she goes on vacation, she wants to stop everywhere for every store and stuff like that. I would just take her shopping.
But she likes eating too. So, and it's just like.
Does she?
Yeah, she does. I'll eat. I'll eat. She's not one of those that doesn't ever, that you don't ever really see eating. She eats.
I don't know if that's like her favorite thing to do. That's why I was saying I wouldn't take her eating. I wouldn't do a food-based thing for her.
Oh, okay.
I would do a shopping for her.
Yeah, you know what? I would do mud wrestling. Why not?
I was just thinking what I would like to eat.
You're just thinking about food.
That's all. And I don't need drinks to dance, so it's all good. Or watch a movie and food. Yeah, food. Always food.
All right. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Now for now.